Hey Warrior, I know you're tired of doing life, work, and relationships alone and not knowing what to do or how to do it. But you know you can't do it by yourself. And how do I know? Because I was you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to book a free breakthrough call so we can talk about your life and your future and what's frustrating you the most as a man. And I want to get you connected to an amazing community of Christ-centered men who can all relate to your struggles, who can sharpen you, strengthen, and support you in the areas that matter most to you as a man. So stop wasting time. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call to book a breakthrough call. Because nothing is going to change unless you change something. We only have a limited number of time slots each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are men of their word. That's right, nothing fancy today, just straightforward. Real men are men of their word. Now, I know that sounds obvious, but allow me to read to you one of my favorite passages of scripture in the Bible. It's from John 5 when Jesus meets the paralytic man at the pool of Bethesda. And I'll start in verse 2. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, which have five roofed colonnades. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel of the Lord went down and at certain seasons into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was made well from whatever disease which he was afflicted. Now, continuing in verse 5, it says, a man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time in that condition, he said to him, do you want to be healed? The sick man answered Jesus, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am going, another steps down before me. Jesus says to him, get up, pick up your bed and walk. And in verse 9, the scripture says, immediately the man was healed and he took up his bed and walked. Man, I love it. I love it. I love it. So much meat and wisdom in just 8 verses and so many things we could talk about. But this week on the Real Men Check-In, I want to focus on an aspect of this scripture that no one seems to talk about or discuss in church, and that's self-deception. When my son Kendall was 12 years old, he once asked me, Dad, what does the word integrity mean? And I told him that integrity simply means doing the right thing at the right time in the right way for the right reasons, even when it's difficult, and especially when no one is looking. But I told him that having integrity goes beyond just acting with integrity. I told my son that it also means speaking with integrity. And speaking with integrity simply means speaking the truth by saying what you mean and meaning what you say. Now, based on my age, I'm considered a Gen Xer. And growing up as a Gen X, I used to constantly hear older people say phrases like, a man's word is his bond. All a man has is his name and his word. A man who won't keep his word can't be trusted. And the list goes on and on. But it wasn't until God called me to minister to men full time that I finally realized how much we as men struggle with telling the truth. And not just to others, but also to ourselves and to God. So I quickly learned a new lesson when it comes to telling the truth and speaking with integrity. And that is, a man who will lie to God and himself will certainly lie to you. Now, I know, I'm losing you right now, so let me explain what I'm talking about so you can understand where I'm coming from. See, one of the biggest lies we tell ourselves and God without even knowing it is, I want to blank. That's it. I want to blank. Now, you can fill in that blank with anything you want, and 9 times out of 10, it will probably be a lie. Ouch. Now, I know this because I've done it, and almost every man I've ever met has done it. Just some do it more than others. Now, let me give you some examples. Have you ever heard a man say any of the following? You know, I want to spiritually lead my family. Man, I really want to lose weight. I want a better relationship with my children. I want to make more money. I want to improve my marriage. I want to save my marriage. I really want to stop watching porn. I want to learn to trust people more. I really want to forgive him or her or even them. I want to write a book or a devotional. I want to start a business. I want to launch my own ministry. I want to stop lying and start being more honest about my struggles. Now, do any of these statements sound familiar to you? Maybe you've said one or more of them yourself. See, these and more are lies we often tell ourselves, not because we don't truly want and desire those things, but the truth is we're not willing to do what it takes to do and have those things. Now, am I making any sense? See, in John chapter 5, when Jesus met the paralytic man, he knew that man had been in that condition a long time. And Jesus asked the man a strange question. Now, did you catch it? He asked, "Do you want to be healed?" Now, are you kidding me? Now, other than "Are you a man?" is there any more obvious question Jesus could have asked this dude? But it wasn't a question that had an obvious answer, because Jesus, being God in human form, he knew the condition of man's heart, and he knows us. And Jesus knew that there's a huge difference between a man wanting to be healed and a man willing to do whatever it takes by faith to be healed. See, this man didn't just want to be healed, he was willing to be healed. Because even though he responded to the question with an excuse, when Jesus, without even touching him or praying for him, told him, "Get up, take your bed, and walk," the Bible didn't say that the man said, "But I can't walk. But Jesus, I tried that already. But Jesus, where's your water? Jesus, aren't you going to lay hands on me? Don't I need to pray about this first?" Or that famous, "Let me think about it and I'll get back to you." No, he didn't say any of those things. The scripture says that the man immediately took up his bed and walked. He was healed. And that's the point. As men, when it comes to the integrity of our words, this is the battle we fight every day. When we're in pain, find ourselves discouraged or disappointed, or not getting what we expect, we often lie to ourselves and to God by saying, "I want to blank." But when God commands, reveals, or tells us what to do next, either through his word or through his people, our next words are usually excuses, complaints, and justifications, followed up with a refusal to obey and do, or at least a refusal to obey and follow through to the end. See, the truth of the matter is, the answer, relief, healing we seek will never be found in our want to, only in our will do. And that requires humbling ourselves, trusting God, and telling the truth to ourselves and to God. And the truth is, there is no can't. That's from the enemy. There's only not ready and not willing, and that's on us. But God says in Christ, we can. The only question is, are we willing to be honest with ourselves and with God about it? So the next time you want to do, change, start, or stop doing something, ask yourself, do I really want to be healed? And am I willing to do whatever God tells me to do next to be healed? And is that the truth? Because remember, men are not just men of the word, they're men of their word. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you know may be deceiving themselves, or who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And guys, thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.